You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Ah, you guys are really enjoying the solar return readings. You know, solar return is a phrase we astrologers use as happy birthday. It's your birthday every year, meaning the sun, solar, returns to the place in your chart that it was when you were born. So in the fancy astrological terminology, solar return is your birthday. And every year on your birthday, there is a new sign rising over the eastern horizon, right? When you were born, the sign rising over the eastern horizon becomes your rising sign, your soul's promise, the sunrise in your birth chart that you're always moving towards for comfortability. But in the solar return birth chart, which is a chart we pull for your birthday every year, there is a new sign rising over the eastern horizon, telling us what energy is coming up and over into your world to color that year for you. And then the other thing we look at is what house, what pie slice, what area of life is your sun in for that year? Because the house that your sun is in your birth chart is familiar energy. You definitely know, and I was taught in astrology school, you could end a reading just by sharing what house someone's sun lives in. It is the theme of their life. And that theme of your year for your birthday changes every year. Your sun will be in a different house in your solar return chart. So solar return charts are really cool to read. And I don't know why. You guys, like the past 2 weeks, that has been my most popular reading. So I guess people are just like, hey, I want to know, right? You guys listened to the past episode. I talked about how we all have this collective feeling of uncertainty of like all of us, no matter your sun signs, whatever, like remove astrology for a second. It collectively kind of feels like we're all sitting on the proverbial cliff of a big change. And we're looking to our left, looking to our right, at each other going, do you feel that? Yeah. Do you feel that? What do you think it is? When is it going to come? Is it going to be in March? Is it going to be in April? Is it going to be next year? When is this going to happen? So maybe that's why a lot of people are like, hey, I need some control. I need a little forecasting here. What's coming up for me for the next 365 days until my next birthday? Perhaps, but I just wanted to throw it out there as well to let other people who don't know what a solar return birth chart reading is. It's a quick reading, 1 hour long, where we just look at your rising sign for the year and what house, what area of life are you pouring a lot of that sun vitality into this year? It's a pretty cool reading, and it does not have to be your birthday in order for you to book this reading. In fact, let's say your birthday's in September. It's quite a ways away. We can do a solar return chart reading for you where we'll pull the solar return chart you're currently in, and then we'll pull the solar return chart for your birthday coming up to see what's coming. They're a really reflective reading. We kind of go over like, what did you just go through since your last birthday? And here's a good idea of the weather forecast for what could be coming up for your next birthday. Some people take it as far as they'll come to me with 3 different locations around the world that they may spend their birthday in, and each location will pull a different chart. And so they'll look at those 3 and say, ah, okay, I want to be in LA for my birthday. Perfect. Some people do that. But if you are interested in that reading, go to lightworkers-lounge.com and click on birth chart readings. The drop down with all the different types of readings I offer will show itself, and click on solar return and let's see what's coming. Leave a review. You guys know it helps get the show out there. If you appreciate and really resonate with the way I deliver astrology knowledge, it would mean the world to me and people who don't even know about us yet. If you could leave a review and share the show, even if you're on Spotify listening to this, if you just tap those stars, you don't even have to write anything, but just tap those stars, it helps get the show out there on the recommended list. It's working because we've got a lot of new friends here in the community, so thank you, but just keep it up. Keep it up, guys. Let's do this. Keep the momentum. And the last thing, hey, we just gave away a free basic birth chart reading. Did you know that? I give away free readings every month. Uh-huh. We started on January 1st, and we just gave away our third free reading of the year on March 1st. How? Our newsletter that you hear me talk about, that every Monday morning, you get a letter from me called What's New and Good. It started off a couple years ago as just me, a continuation of the personal online diary, just sharing what's new and good on my heart. And as you guys know, who have been here a while, I share the darkness. I share the things most people are too afraid to talk about, to write about. But then I twist it. I alchemize it to say, while that may suck, while that is heavy, here's a good way of looking at it. Here is an optimistic way of taking those lemons and making some lemonade. It's really fun. And then some emails are really lighthearted, where I just share with you the holistic skincare products I'm using, what books I'm currently reading and getting a lot from, fun things like that. So I decided also with this new year to thank everyone for subscribing to this, that I would give away a free basic birth chart reading every first of the month. So we just gave away a free one to someone named Amanda on March 1st. If you want a chance to get a free reading every month, go to lightworkers-lounge and subscribe to the newsletter. It's free. You have no reason not to. Put yourself into the drawing. We will draw the next one on April 1st. No joke. April Fools, get it? Ha ha. Okay. You guys are here to learn about the new moon in Pisces. On Sunday, March 10th, we have a dark sky amongst us. We can't see the moon because she's hiding out in Pisces at 20 degrees. If you have any placements in a mutable sign between 15 to 20 degrees, maybe even 20 to 25, this new moon will affect you the most. So this is my Virgos, my Sagittarians, my Pisces, my Geminis. If you guys have any placements in those, expect a new beginning. Let's say you have your Venus in Gemini. You might have a new beginning in love under this Pisces new moon. Pisces people, you guys could have just a fresh new start, a new beginning altogether. And remember, we're going to use the garden analogy. It's a fresh garden bed under a new moon. We have a very fresh raised garden bed. We have tilled the soil. We have fertilized it a little bit. And now under the Pisces new moon, we get to go look at the packets of seeds, the proverbial drawer of seeds, and say, okay, what do I want to plant in this garden bed that I am going to reap the rewards from come September 17th this year when we have a full moon in Pisces? And not only is it going to be a full moon in Pisces then, it's a partial eclipse. So it's a very powerful one. So this new moon in Pisces, while there isn't too many conjunctions and aspects to it that make it that powerful, it is a powerful one because it is the last new moon before we all collectively dive into the wormhole of eclipses. So it's a pretty big deal. It's like your last chance to make a choice and a decision from a grounded, quiet, calm place before we enter eclipse season. And it's like, hey, oh my gosh, time is passing so fast. I'm so busy. Hey, by the way, it's a new moon. What do you want to plant? And you're like, I don't know, corn, throw it in. Ah. And then you harvest corn 6 months later and you're like, oh, I really wish I could have some tomatoes right now. I should have thought about that back then. I was just so busy. So this is a very powerful new moon to really give us a chance to take a deep breath and think about getting real clear. Something Pisces energy struggles with. Getting real clear on what you want to manifest and harvest come September. So welcome, new moon in Pisces. Sunday, March 10th at about 4 a.m. Eastern time, we will have a new moon at 20 degrees Pisces. This new moon's motto is start having faith in yourself again. Some of the wildest, biggest dreams were people who pushed through the energy of people having no faith in them, right? When you chase and pursue something that is so beyond what anyone around you has ever manifested, you're going to get a lot of pushback. You're going to get a lot of people that say, that just rebuttal. A lot of people that say, you can't do it. How are you going to do it? You don't have the money to do it, right? There, a lot of you that I talk to in birth chart readings are so self-aware with this and say, hey, I hide my dreams from people, not in a malicious way, not to lie or be conniving, so to speak, but because I want to protect it from energies like that. I want it to remain pure. And I recognize in myself that I rely heavily on the opinions of others that I love and I'm close with. And it will deter me from having faith in myself to achieve these things. So I protect them from the outside energetic influences of other people. I think that is such a beautiful thing to have the ability and the intuition to recognize that I can love that person. I can be really close with that person, but I can also understand that I don't think they're in a position to hear my dreams without giving me criticism or feedback that I'm not asking for that can deter my sensitive soul from having faith in myself, right? I think of entrepreneurship and I think of just creating a dream, whether it's business or personal, creating a dream of any sense, always you have to have an unwavering faith in yourself in order to see it through, because there's going to be so many moments of testing that faith. And it is very easy to give up on having faith in yourself. So that could be a whole other podcast episode, huh? But for this new moon in Pisces episode, just know that the sky is going dark so that you can finally see. There is no distraction and influence from a big, bright moon in the sky. There is no distraction at night keeping you awake, that full moon light energy. Now you can really get some deep rest. Pisces is a sign that needs more sleep than the average person. Let them sleep. But under a Pisces new moon, all of us, I want you to take melatonin. I want you to go to bed at 7 p.m. I want you to really like take a magnesium bath. Ask your partner or your friend or your parent to give you a magnesium back rub with magnesium sprays and lotions and just really dive into your sleep under this new moon, because two ways this manifests. Your dream state, if you really reach that REM and have some vivid, lucid dreams, can speak volumes about the direction you need to go or things you need to release. But also when you are very well rested, so many of us are walking around just exhausted, but when you are very well rested physically, you're mentally making decisions that are better aligned with who you are and what you really want. You're not operating from that fight or flight, over caffeinated, buzzing system, right? So sleep is really important under this new moon in Pisces. Pisces, as you know, from the Pisces season, what it means, what to expect episode, it's the sign of self-undoing, right? So under this new moon in Pisces, where can you realize you have been the problem? Oh, who likes to look at that? It's not me. Surely it's everyone around me that has caused me to get in the position I am in. Oh no, your Scorpio moon sister's here to remind you that you are always in control of that. So under a Pisces new moon, self-undoing, we all do it. Well, let's do some self-doing. Let's build ourselves up so that we have faith in ourselves again. Where can you realize you have been the block? Like Brianna Weiss, I love her. She's a writer, very talented writer. Her book, You Are the Mountain. The mountain is you. Where can you realize that and say, ah, okay. Where have I been codependent? Where have I been a people pleaser? Where have I given up my sense of individuality in the name of receiving love from the other? Questions like that under this new moon are really favorable. Your dreams during this time are revealing deep subconscious thoughts. Pay very close attention to any repeating, repetitive symbolism, people, places, funny random objects or animals that are coming in are going to be very symbolic. And of course, I have it right here in the middle of our notes. Let them know. Here's your time to write your future self a note. I got to do it myself after this, actually. I use my phone, my reminders, so that they pop up on the full moon day to see where I'm at. And I did it all last year, and it was amazing. It was so cool to write my future self a note under the new moon. Forget about it. For 6 months, it pops back up. And to just analyze where I succeeded, where I went wrong, where I can try again on the next Virgo new moon, Pisces new moon, Leo new moon. It was really fun. So I definitely encourage you guys to try this. But write a note to open on September 17th under the Pisces full moon to see how well, or not so well, you did under this Pisces new moon from now, March 10th, until September 17th. And to really get serious, professional working with astrology, you want to know what area of your chart is ruled by Pisces, because that will tell you, that's like the hack of knowing, okay, my garden bed is in the 11th house. That's where Pisces rules right now. What type of soil and fertilization thrives? How much or how little water does that specific garden bed and what I'm growing need in order to achieve abundance, harvest, growing something? So that's why I highly suggest getting to know your chart. If you don't, that's what I'm here for. Book a basic birth chart reading and we'll go over all the houses to figure out where Pisces rules for you. But write a note to your future self to open on September 17th and just write about whatever. Pisces themes are subconscious, your dreams, unconditional love, mental health struggles you may be having right now. Let's say you've really been just feeling like you're in a depressive rut, where you just feel unmotivated, uninspired. You feel nothing. This is so Piscean. Write a note to your future self on September 17th saying something like, hey, are you happy? Hey, it's been 6 months since we last spoke. What has made you smile? There's got to be something that cracked a little smile. What was that thing? Let's really focus on those types of things. Who have you met that's made you laugh? Who have you met that's made you feel seen? Right? Those are some of the types of exercises and things that I would work on under this Pisces new moon. What's cool about this Pisces new moon, at least for us here in the United States, this new moon coincides with daylight savings time. More light to see things more clearly. Pisces is a fog. It is foggy, Neptunian, illusion, right? It's like being in the middle of the ocean where you cannot see land. That's scary because unless the sun is at high noon, you don't know where you're at. You don't know where's east, west. You're just sitting there floating. It's a scary place to be. That can be Pisces type energy. So this new moon could feel like the first rays of light poking through, or the sun at high noon finally starting to set and you realize, ah, there's west. Go. That's where the land is. It's really cool that it coincides with that. Pisces rules spirituality, synchronicity, 222, 1111 on the clock, soulmate connections, twin flames, finding a feather, seeing a deer or a hawk walk in front of your car as you're driving. These are all Pisces things, that energy that's like, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times, and of course, I don't trust it, but who knows? When I go on Instagram, I see posts with like 88,888 likes. And I'm like, what, the odds of that, the odds of seeing that, there's no way. I see things like that that make me go, oh, that's a sign right there. And my mom always points out that hawks tend to land right in front of me, like 5 feet away, and just stare at me. A fox has done that too. It's like animals will just come up to me and stare at me 5 feet away, and other people around us will just look on like, is she a bird trainer? Like, what is going on? They just glare at me, look through my soul. It's quite bizarre. That is a Piscean experience. So expect all of these types of things to increase around this new moon time. Sometimes we can see things in the dark that we couldn't in the busyness of the day, says a Pisces new moon dark sky. And again, this is the last new moon before eclipse season. So energy we are at the mercy of is big eclipse energy. So like I was saying, this is your chance to really work with the visionary new moon, plant the seeds of intention from a calm state of mind, right? And I wrote this down and I crossed it out, but then I was like, no, I'm going to say it. Because you guys are mature, responsible, grounded adults, aren't you? Yes, you are. But Pisces rules frequency shifters, mushrooms, alcohol, weed, cannabis, ayahuasca, all the frequency shifters, things that take you to a new dimension and give you a break from the density of Earth. And so I say this lightly and expect you to be responsible, but this new moon would be a great time for plant medicine, for frequency shifters. But also, since Pisces rules addiction and substance abuse, watch out for the pull to vices being really strong. So if you're listening to this saying, yep, no frequency shifters for me, that's been a problem I've struggled with in the past, not even going there, I'm proud and sober. Watch out under this new moon, we could find the feelings, right? Pisces is such deep emotions, similar to their cousin Scorpio and Cancer, that the pull to go back to vices could be quite strong under this new moon. So I just want to share that lightly. If you feel in a place where you can responsibly handle plant-based medicine, you could have some amazing insights and seeds of intention being planted under this new moon in Pisces. But if you are trying to stay away from those, do some things that bring you a lot of grounded energy so you don't feel under the darkness under this Pisces new moon sky to go back towards those things. Remember, this is a new lunar cycle. It's a fresh garden bed. So what will you plant? Right? What do those specific seeds need you to do to sprout come September? So if I could just wrap up this podcast episode with one thing, it's have faith that things are going to work out for you. Have faith that even if you plant seeds of intention under this new moon and come September, none of them sprout. You're like, everyone else is running to their Pisces garden bed and like, oh, look, I grew this, I grew that. Look at this bloom. Look at this blossom, trimming the flowers to go put on their centerpiece in their table. And you're looking around like, well, nothing came up for me. And you dig through the dirt and your seeds rotted and didn't do anything. And have faith that things are going to work out. Even if you can't see it now, even if you don't see it in September, that doesn't mean anything. If you guys follow the New and Good newsletter, you know that I wrote about this. I feel these things. Jeffrey's snoring, so I definitely got to wrap it up. I feel these things. Milestones I never reached, right? I pretty much wrote about it in the newsletter this week how I keep going to my garden bed waiting for my sprout. It's not there. Waiting for my other sprout doesn't happen. And I'm looking around and everyone who's on their fourth, fifth, sixth sprout milestone of life, having babies, buying a house, reaching this, doing that, buying that, going here. And I'm just sitting there at my garden bed like, well, where's mine? You guys so beautifully reminded me that I have a very unique garden bed that is so rich and full of fruit and vegetables and vines and flowers that not many people have. Speaking of what I do for a living, in case you haven't picked up that metaphor, and you know, it's a whole other podcast episode, but what I'm trying to get at is that have faith that things are going to work out. I have faith, especially after talking to you guys through last Monday's email exchange, that just because I'm 35 and I don't have a family of my own yet doesn't mean I never will. Just because I'm 35 and I haven't purchased a home or done any like milestones like that. There's so many of them that I haven't hit, but there's so many interesting ones that I have. And you guys reminded me of that. And I have faith that things are going to work out exactly at the time they should. For better or for worse, I do believe in synchronicity and divine timing. Have my moments like any other human where I just want to play the victim and say, no fair, this is sad, why me? But through my own practice of spirituality, through my own connection to you guys to remind me and my partner JL and my family, I always remember to have faith that things are going to work out. I hope you can feel that under this new moon too. I love you guys. Happy new moon in Pisces. If you need me for a private reading, you know I am always here. Lightworkers-lounge.com to book a reading, to sign up for the newsletter, and please leave a review and share the show. I'll see you next week on the podcast. Bye.